Yes?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. I'm Virginia. I'm the chairperson, Virginia Jolt. I'm the chairperson of the Animal Control Board. To my left is Angela Gross and
Marie Stiles.
And Mary Jo LaFrank.
LaFrank,
sorry. I should let you pronounce your own names. My apologies. So we're here tonight to proceed. The way this will go is you all will make your presentation. The first thing that needs to happen is we're going to have anybody that's going to testify that is not either the complainant or the respondent needs to leave the room, okay? So that it will just be the parties in the room. And then you will go ahead and present your case, and respondent will have the opportunity to ask questions. And then you will go ahead and present your case, and complaint will be provided to ask any questions of you.
I have a question.
Sure.
In the section 7.4H of your rules, it says that the person charged with the violation is to go second. And I was wondering why I was going first instead of going second.
Well, that's an interesting question, but my understanding is that that's an interesting question. Frank, do you have a position on that? Maybe you could explain that.
That's referencing because some people are here at the Animal Control Board because they're here under a charge.
Mm-hmm.
Here, you are actually the complainant. You're the person coming forward. Frequently, we have a complainant and a defendant to residents where you have a dog at large situation, for example, and somebody complaining about that. Well, then the person being charged would go second because the person who filed the case or led to the Animal Control Board case being filed is essentially the petitioner who has the burden of proof, needs to present what's going to happen. And so that's really the role that you're in tonight.
My understanding is that normally, in order to be deemed a dangerous animal, as is stated in the mission of these rules, is that the Animal Control Board would make that decision, is that all the evidence would be presented and they would make that decision. The city has already made that decision, and yes, I'm appealing, but I'm still the one charged with the violation. So
I'm not aware that you've been, at least on the record that I've seen, I'm not aware of any charge of a violation. The Animal Control Board hasn't deemed, they're not the only ones that can deem your dog as potentially dangerous, that actually they can as part of considering an order, but and they also have the specific power to deem a dog dangerous as well, but typically it's actually the city manager or the city manager's designee, which is what happened here. But the reason why we're here tonight is because of an appeal, which was your appeal, and whoever is bringing the appeal is generally the rules are referencing a complaint. This here is your appeal, so you're usually the person that would go first.
Okay, it doesn't seem that the rules contemplate the appeal situation. It only seems to contemplate the situation of a complaint being filed by either another party or a complaint being filed against me, which is the complaint was against me for the actual violation of having the dog at large, and it says charged under 4-5A1 and 2, and that's what I'm charged under, or my dog is charged under, and so I still feel that I'd be the party charged with the violation, so I would be responding in a second.
Again, I have explained it. I don't think there's anything more I can say. I've told you what the situation is. It's the chair of the board does run the meetings, and we understand that the rules aren't quite written to satisfy your needs or your desires. I'll really leave it to the board chair to decide, because she can certainly make the city go first in that event. So it's entirely up to the board chair.
Thank you. Really didn't understand.
Why, thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Well, I think we understand what my advice has been, but It does fall to you, because as chair you do run the order of the meeting, and you can certainly order.
Is that your preference?
Other than the animal control actual complaint or the actual animal control report and the emails that was submitted to the record under the exhibits that said please talk to Officer Gooch, which was on the day of the incident. And then there's a whole bunch of emails later with all the information going to Mr. Roman. And so I don't really know, I didn't receive Delaney's testimony until today. And so I don't really know what I'm defending against necessarily. I know my dog, and I know the situation, and I've been given the code, and I know it satisfies the code, but didn't really know the other side.
So, Mr. Roman, if I might just ask you,
sure.
It's my understanding that the city went ahead without the involvement of the Animal Control Board and deemed this dog dangerous.
That's correct. Pursuant to Chapter 4.
Potentially dangerous, mm-hmm. Sorry. And that you are here, you asked for a hearing to refute that label, is that correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, so to me it makes sense for you to go first, so why don't you go ahead and just go ahead and present whatever testimony you'd like to present.
Absolutely.
Anybody who's testifying.
Yeah, yes, witnesses.
And Frank, I may have missed it, but did Linda start the meeting by recording?
Yes.
She said
yes.
She did.
Okay.
She
yes.
said she did.
Yes. Thank you for checking.
Yes.
Me.
I was going to say, may I go ahead and give you my exhibits in a packet first?
You may.
I will reference them as needed, but normally a packet seemed easier than handing it out one by one.
I appreciate that. Thank
That's
you.
Four copies, and they are labeled and in order. Unfortunately, my first page printed double-sided, so the statutes are on the back of the front.
Are you Ms. Hinga?
I am.
Okay.
So obviously I'm going to give my testimony. I was there the day of the incident. I had both dogs in the backyard and they had begun to bark, so I pulled them inside. They continued to whine at the door. I thought one of them needed to go to the bathroom. They're trained to whine at the door when they need to go out. So they were both sitting on the mat. I had let Roman, who is the dog in question, out. I also have a 9-month-old puppy who was still in the house at the time, and I thought I had closed the door behind me. The fence, that section of the fence had recently been modified. We've had trouble with teenagers going up to smoke behind our house, and we had some kind of rather unsettling incidents of people walking very close to the fence and even rubbing onto the fence. It is unnecessary for this, but so we had bumped out the fence to a tree, or as close to the tree as we could get, so we were trying to stop people from walking right in front of our front door. There is a sidewalk that goes around the front of our house, and people regularly, instead of cutting into the main property, just walk across our front yard. And so the fence had been made and had one bolt at the top and had a little bit of give at the bottom. And we did not realize that there was enough give for the dog to make it under the fence. Delaney was walking her dog and crossed between the trees in front of my house onto the front of my property rather than walking the long way back to the sidewalk. And so she came within a couple of feet of that fence gate. And if you look on the long sheet of paper, I have shown here where the gray is where people regularly walk. And then the sidewalk is at the end of that line. And then that yellow square is where everything happened. Obviously, in the heat of the moment, I can't give you exactly where she was, but she was within five feet of that fence gate. Roman took two steps. I was out there before Roman made it all the way under the fence. And so obviously I went to the fence to get my dog back. And I opened the fence gate. Both dogs were jumping around. Levi, who's the other dog that was part of this, regularly jumps around with other dogs in the common areas. So I've seen him play before. And to me, it looked like they were absolutely playing. Both tails were wagging. Delaney still had the leash at that time, and so they were jumping around from everything I could see. They looked perfectly fine. They were still on my property. They were right in front of the fence gate. I had to take no more than two steps to get to the dogs. Unfortunately, which is my error, and I in no way dispute that this is my error, I did not close the house door all the way behind me before I ran out. And my puppy came out behind me. When I opened the gate, the puppy rushed in, and from what I saw, because I was looking straight at the dogs, the black dog turned around and snapped at
the
puppy.
Who's the black dog? I'm sorry.
Levi, sorry.
Levi. Okay.
He's a standard black poodle.
Okay.
Snapped at my dog. At the time, I thought he had just snapped at the dog, and that's what I said to the animal control officer at the time. And at that point, Roman was not having it. Someone went after his brother. And so at that point, it broke into a dog fight. Delaney had dropped the leash and we pulled the dogs off. In her statement, I believe she said it was about 3 minutes. I think it was more like a minute. Time kind of doesn't matter in those situations, but we had them off each other pretty quickly. As soon as I threw the puppy inside the gate, Roman stopped. He calmed down and Delaney put both hands on him. He never once went after me or Delaney. I stuck my hand in his mouth and he still managed to not bite me. There was no aggression towards either of us. But him breaking the gate is my fault, but they were playing when I got out there. Tails were wagging, they were jumping up and down. And then as Levi turned and snapped at the puppy, that is when it broke into an actual dog fight. I did find, and I reported to animal control later, that there was a bite on his ear. Unfortunately, I didn't know that there was going to be a charge because I was told by the animal control officer that the other party was not going to put in a complaint and that the normal procedure for a hearing of this sort or being ruled potentially dangerous is that they put in a complaint and we go in front of the control board and I give my side and they give their side and you would rule. So that is what I thought was happening. And I was told by animal control and told by Ms. Johnson when we talked to her later that she wasn't going forward with it. And so I didn't take pictures. I didn't really prepare that day because I am I paid her vet bill. I understand that there is an incident, but it was in reaction to her dog biting my dog. And I don't want to say dogs will be dogs, but dogs will be dogs. I don't think that my dog has any malice whatsoever, and I think it was a bad situation, and I don't think it started as a bad situation. That being said, I'm being charged under I don't know whether it's me or the dog at this point. The dog's being charged under being a potentially dangerous animal under 4-5, and he's being charged under 1 or 2. He didn't approach in a friendly manner or menace anyone. It started out as dogs romping around in front of my gate. He didn't go after anyone. Bullet 2 or section 2 specifically says without provocation. And provocation is defined to protect an animal, its offspring, or other animals in the same house. Someone went after his little brother, and he fought back. I understand you don't want that to happen, but I can't particularly fault my dog for protecting his baby brother. I can fault myself for not having the gate secured, and I can fault myself for not letting the puppy out. I have since made the fence sturdier. I have pictures of both where the incident happened and the further secured gate. We put a latch, it's on the back, we put a latch at the bottom of the gate so that it has a sturdy bottom. It can't be tilted out at all. We also are trying to put concrete underneath, unfortunately, because it was so wet and then it froze and then it was wet again. We haven't been able to put concrete, so we just put the little wood block with wood 6x6 there so that there's absolutely no question of there being any type of space underneath for him to get through. The other pictures show where it actually happened. There's a big open space right in front of that gate, and she had walked between those two trees, and that's the big open space. That space you can cut across the front of my property comes within 6 or 7 feet of my front door to get back to the sidewalk.
Can I ask you a question? On the picture there with the gate and the two trees, mm-hmm. Is that your front doorstep? That the edge, it looks like the edge,
yes,
of a pumpkin is showing in, or
yes,
something?
Yes, okay. A pumpkin and a rubber duck.
Okay,
actually.
Just trying to orient myself. Go ahead.
Nope. I tried to make it so that you could see that I put black dots for where the trees are on the picture, so I couldn't.
Okay.
Google has lots of tree branches and not much aerial view of
okay.
my house, so unfortunately I couldn't get an aerial view. But nothing ever left my property. I know he was not on a leash, but he actually never left my property, so by definition he wasn't at large. I'm not arguing that he should have been on a leash or he should have been behind my fence, but purely for use of the statute, he never left my property. As to Roman himself, I added some pictures of all three of my pets, both the puppy and the dog and my cats in all the pictures, so you can't get the cat out of anything. And the cat beats up the dog. So, and then Roman is the actual dog in question, and then this is the puppy. Sorry, pictures of them not sleeping were actually hard to find. And then my other exhibits that I have here, I have letters from both his prior daycare and his current daycare. Roman used to live in Utah. He was adopted in Utah and actually flown here when one of my best friends moved in with me. She was living in Utah at the time. He was adopted there. And then he made a big bond with both myself and my boyfriend Ryan, so we ended up keeping him when my friend moved out. So he was in a daycare there, a daycare here. Both daycares have written testimony as to his behavior at the daycares, as well as their behavior with other dogs, how many dogs they were exposed to, and the fact that there were no incidents. Roman and Apollo, both dogs, are going through full obedience training with George Cockrell, who's the head of the obedience training at Doggy Zone. He has written a letter. He did an assessment of temperament as well as an assessment of the dog and his training before we started, and has continued to train them weekly since. He also notes at the bottom, because they were going to the daycare and he is associated with the daycare facility, that they had been going to the daycare, and I note that they were going multiple times a week with no incident. Roman and Apollo have lived with multiple other animals. I've put testimony from the prior owner, Courtney, who was the other person living with them in Utah. So basically anyone who's ever lived with him or had any type of responsibility for him has written something about their experience with him. He has lived with a 4-pound Yorkie with no problem. He lives with a 12-pound cat who regularly eats him up, but I think that's standard for cats. And then Apollo, he also used to live with a 2-pound female Staffy, and we, again, have never had any problems. He comes to the farmer's market with me every Sunday down in Bethesda, or at least he did until this incident, and he has never had a problem. We've never had a problem with another dog. He has been good with kids, dogs. He likes the meat stands a lot, but other than that, we've never had any hopping issues. Do you have any questions or comments?
I actually have a question.
Right ahead.
Yes. Is it true that you were cited with a warning back in July of this year?
There was
for a possible dog at large?
Yes. So is Ms. Gooch going to be testifying?
I presume so.
Yeah, I was going to ask her about that. She was the officer who dealt with that as well. We were actually both out of the house. There was people working on our house, and they had left all the doors open. And so the dog obviously got out, and Officer Gooch had talked to the person that was walking the dog near it. So you have the report in there, I believe. The person who was walking the other dog said he came up, he romped around for a couple seconds with the dog, and then ran back to the house. The people who were at the house think he was gone for about 30 seconds. We have one particularly, I don't want to say nosy neighbor, but we have one particularly involved neighbor who likes to watch our front door. All of the calls have been from her, and so it was an immediate report, and we understand that that was not supposed to happen. We were also not home, and there were people working on our house, and they left the doors open. We understood that it happened, and they have a fenced-in backyard. They are walked on one of those springy leash things that don't really work, just a normal 6-foot leash, and they are fully crate-trained, and they are trained to sit when the door opens. So now they've been going through full obedience training to not run out the door. There wasn't really anything I could do at the time. I understand it was not supposed to happen.
Thank you.
Anybody else have any questions? Mr. Roman, did you have any questions?
Ms. Hanga, you did mention that you actually had to insert your hand in Roman's mouth.
Well,
what was the reasoning behind that?
I was going to do anything in my power to put myself in the middle of the dog fight to stop any dog being injured. I don't know Levi, he's not my dog, but any dog that is in any type of dangerous situation, I'm going to put my entire self in front of that dog. Because they did not have collars on, I didn't have very much to grab. So I grabbed the top of his mouth and the back of his neck to pull him and to throw him in. And I did grab, I grabbed the little one
Apollo.
to throw him into the fence.
And was Roman actually biting Levi at the time?
They were in a dogfight. They were grabbing bits of fur. I saw scratches. I had scratches from rolling around on pine cones. You can see from the trees, they are pine trees. I'm not denying that there was a dogfight. There was bites. I'm just denying the cause.
No further questions.
Okay. Did you have any other witnesses that you wanted to present?
I would like to talk when Ms. Gooch comes out, but I assume that's...
So I believe that Mr. Roman will be presenting Ms. Gooch's testimony. Is that correct?
Yes, on behalf of the city.
And then you can cross-examine, as it were. Then you can ask questions after Mr. Roman has presented her testimony.
May I ask you a couple questions?
Sure, absolutely.
I mean, you could I'm sorry. You could call her if you want to call her as a witness. I didn't mean to imply that you could.
No,
it's certainly permissible for you to do that.
Fine. I mean, I'd like her to just give her testimony. I will have a chance to question her as well, so I don't particularly need to do it. I was told by animal control.
Okay, so wait, I'm sorry. It is not for you to ask Mr. Roman questions at this point in time.
Oh.
Okay, this is the opportunity for you to present your case. Are you taking testimony from Mr. Roman?
I just had questions about the exhibits that have his name on them. There were emails between him and Ms. Johnson, and I had questions involving those emails.
Hmm. So were you planning on giving testimony, Mr. Roman?
Absolutely.
I think that's the better way to do it. Then after Mr. Roman has given whatever testimony, he then ask him whatever questions about his exhibits.
And then I can in turn ask questions of Ms. Hanga.
Now would be the time for you to ask questions of Ms. Hanga.
So there will not be another opportunity to ask questions.
That's correct.
Okay.
Well, I suppose you could do redirect if it's limited to the issue.
Yes, if there are questions about the testimony that Ms. Hinga has just given, you need to ask those now.
But now, okay. Thank you for clarifying. Appreciate it. That would
have been bad. So many complicated issues tonight here.
I didn't quite know what quasi-judicial was, so I was trying for my best guess.
Okay, Ms. Hinga, you state in your narrative in the appeal, or the application for the Animal Control Board, that you opened the fence to get Roman, in which in turn let your other dog, Apollo, loose from the fence enclosure. So accordingly, you did have not only one dog, but two dogs that were uncontrolled on September 30th.
Still on my property.
Outside of the fence enclosure.
Outside of the fence enclosure, they never left my property. I have absolutely admitted my dogs were outside of the fence line. They did not leave my property, and I have already explained how the small one got out. That was absolutely my fault.
And did you run out of the home through the yard and out the fence gate to get Roman, or did you walk?
I was already out. I was outside before he managed to get all the way under the fence. It's about 5 steps between my back door and that fence gate. It's directly to the left of my door. So I would definitely say I hurried, but my dog was getting out of the fence.
So you hurried. And the reason you hurried out the fence was because of what reason?
Because my dog was getting out of the fence.
And was there an altercation between Roman and Levi at that time?
At the time, I saw tails wagging and them jumping. That was all. I thought I was just getting my dog back because he is not supposed to be unleashed outside of my property.
Then if there wasn't an altercation taking place at that time, why didn't you secure the younger dog Apollo in the fence enclosure?
I thought I had. I thought I had closed him inside the house. Mm-hmm. So I just opened the gate thinking that I had closed the door behind me and that that my small dog was inside of the house. I didn't hear him come out. I didn't hear him. It's a very hard there's no grass. It's just a hard, packed surface. So I didn't hear him come out behind me. Again, I have said that is my fault, but I that has, the gate has a latch. I pulled the latch and opened the door thinking he was not behind me.
In your narrative, it does say that Levi sustained minor injuries, but no stitches were required.
So I referenced the veterinary bill, which is all I had received up until the point that an appeal was granted. I didn't actually receive any of the actual vet information. I did call around that day right after the incident to try and find out what vet they're going to. When Delaney was leaving, I called out to her to ask, what vet are you going to? And then she and her father did return, at which point I had to deal with another issue, and then I called around to the different vets until I found the right one and gave my number and gave the number of his vet for his vaccination records in case they needed them.
Okay, I wanted to bring your attention to Exhibit 6, which is the vet report.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I do understand that I was wrong. I'm sorry, I hadn't gotten that far.
And I want to read to the board that Levi's baseline physical exam was unremarkable besides mild muscle soft tissue tenderness over his hind limbs and wounds, most evident on the hind limbs and right forelimb. Levi's wounds were clipped, cleaned, and flushed. Overall, most of his wounds are superficial punctures, but there was a single wound on the inside of his right hind leg where two staples were placed to oppose the tissue that will need to be removed with your primary care facility. So, when you say that there wasn't stitches,
there was
staples. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. I'm sorry. I wrote that testimony after receiving this, which was the vet bill from the owner. It just says clip and clean here, and for 15 minutes. I had assumed, and obviously wrongly, that if there were stitches or staples, that they would have been reflected within the vet bill. So I had assumed at that point, and I was not told anything else by the owner, that was it, and that was my poor assumption, and there were two staples. Okay. I don't know what to say. Right.
And then you also state that animal control was not called by the owner of Levi. Is that correct?
I am told that animal control was called by the witness and ourselves.
Okay. I do want to, again, bring your attention to Exhibit 10, which is the Animal Control Division case details.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the code case 10506-2017, where Officer Gooch, in her general notes, says that on Saturday, September 30th, GG, which is Officer Gooch, was called out by ECC to Oakshade for an aggressive animal. And additionally, I want to bring your attention to Exhibit 9, which is an email to me from Ms. Carla Johnson, which states,
Mr. Rome, can I just ask, is this a question of the complainant? Because it seems like you're now talking about an email someone else sent to someone else.
I'm sorry?
Well, is this really an appropriate question of this witness? Because it seems like you're asking now about an email that was sent
to me
from someone else, not this person.
That's correct.
Correct? So it seems to me that's not a proper inquiry.
Very good.
May I speak briefly to that point?
I don't think so.
May I speak briefly to what I did after the incident? I would just like to note, I did call, we immediately called animal control, and we were told at the time that another witness called and that we called, and that the other owner had not called, at which point I called vets and police.
Okay. Additionally, you state that Roman has lived at 2 Oakshade since February 2017, is this correct?
Yes.
Okay. When did you obtain a Gaithersburg City pet license for Roman?
I obtained it, you have it, July. It was right before his, it would have been August 25th or so.
I believe it was August 3rd.
Oh, sure. I'm sorry. Okay. I,
So, accordingly, he was unregistered for about 5 months?
I was unaware that you had to register. I was told by my vet that you had to register in Montgomery County. Okay. She did that. It is the Banfield and Gaithersburg. I was not aware you had to do it in the actual city. That being said, I did find out before I was cited that you had to register your animal. And if you look at the dates on the website, there was that Sunday, we were cited on a Wednesday. That Sunday, there was a come register your animal at the Montgomery County, which both myself and a couple of the other neighbors who were also cited at the same time had planned to go to the Montgomery County Animal Control, it's the big pound, because they were having an event where you can register all your animals there. And so we had planned on doing that on that Sunday, and we were cited the Wednesday before. I was also cited,
So he was registered in Montgomery County, but just not in the city?
So we were told he didn't have to register until they were a year in Montgomery County. And so when I went, then I didn't think I needed to register him, and then I did need to register him, and then I did as soon as we were told, but we had planned to 3 days later at the clinic event that they were holding.
How old is Roman?
He's now 14 months. At the time, he would have been just under a year.
Okay, so I want to bring your attention to Exhibit 13, which is Code Case CAC 9950, 2017. In the officer's notes, again, Exhibit 13. Okay. Again, the officer's notes, the general notes from 7/12/2017, Jerry Goetsch wrote that Gigi went to the address and heard dogs barking inside. Gigi knocked but got no answer, so posted the door with a written warning. As Gigi was walking back to her van, the owner showed up and stated all animals were under a year and had just gotten their rabies shot. She stated she was aware they needed to be licensed and would be coming in to do so. Do you believe that's an accurate statement?
Yeah.
So all the animals in your household were under a year old and just obtained the rabies shot?
So Roman got his rabies in Utah, and we had been trying to get the vet records from Utah to Maryland as soon as we found out about the licensing issue. We were told that they had to have their rabies, or they had to have the certificate of rabies and then their neutering certificate. And so we were putting together both of those things. But they had not just gotten them, we were looking for the documentation for it, because okay. You have to submit it with the application.
So it's true that Roman received a rabies shot on November 16th, 2016, correct?
In Utah, yes.
In Utah. And so is it 1 year or 3 years? Rabies shot.
It's 1 year.
Okay. Is that why he just went in?
So it expires today.
He's already got it.
Okay, I was going to say, I have his vet records.
Fantastic.
Okay. He's already got it.
Therefore, when you...
the first one is usually 1 year.
Yes, so only exactly. After that. Therefore, when you said just received a rabies shot, you actually meant about 8 months ago, correct?
I'm confused now about your question. Are you referring back to Ms. Gooch's notes in
That's
the record?
Correct.
And that incident that you
yes,
just
where she said
to.
That
okay.
That the animals had just received the rabies shots, and that's why the animals wasn't licensed.
I apologize. They would not just gotten, but we were trying to get the documentation for the rabies shots.
That's what I previously asked you, if that was a correct statement that I read from Jerry's notes, and you affirmed.
I apologize.
You did. Why don't you move on to the next question? Point me. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Ms. Hinga, on September 30th, did Roman, the American Bull Terrier that resides at 2 Oakshade, registered to Ryan Kinnear, escape from the yard at 2 Oakshade and approach, chase, and torment, menace, or cause injury to the Johnson's dog, Levi?
He approached the dog, played with the dog, and then upon that dog biting my younger dog, he began to fight with the dog.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Hinga, do you or Mr. Kinnear reimburse the Johnsons for the vet care that was administered to Levi as a result of the September 30th incident?
Absolutely. I'm not I'm not saying that there wasn't a dog fight, and I don't want anyone's dog to be injured. I am just not saying that my dog is potentially dangerous.
I have no further questions.
Okay. Did you have any other witness that you wish to call?
No.
Okay. Mr. Rohn, did you have a witness that you wanted to call?
I'm sorry?
It is now yours to present your case. If you wanted to call a witness or...
I'll call Officer Gooch. Yes.
So I'm out of the way. All right. So.
Officer Gooch. On August 22nd, did you respond to an animal patrol call at 2 Oak Shed?
Mm-hmm.
And can you give me the nature of that complaint?
A complaint came in from a neighbor that had witnessed the dog running at large. They felt that there had been some sort of contact between the dog and someone else who was walking the dog. They were just concerned, wanted to make sure nothing had occurred, what the situation was. That's when I made contact with Ms. Hilga, and she explained to me that she was not at home, but that Ryan was, and that yes, there had been an incident where the dog had accidentally gotten out of the house. Dog was back in the house, that there had not been any kind of an altercation, that it was just two dogs greeting each other, that he immediately went and got the dog and brought him in. And at that time, I discussed licensing and other issues with them as well.
Was a warning for a dog at large issued?
Yes.
Was it a verbal or a written warning?
It was a verbal.
Did you have the opportunity to respond for another call at 2 Oak Shade for an aggressive animal?
Yes.
On which date?
That was the call that occurred October 2nd, 3rd?
Okay. September 30th?
September 30th. Okay.
And is Exhibit 10 your original notes from that day? Could you read the highlighted information in the general notes?
Respondent stated dogs were sniffing each other when her male American Bulldog, Roman, just seemed to get triggered and became aggressive, breaking through the bottom of the fence gate. The respondent's dog then proceeded to go after the complainant's dog, inflicting multiple bite wounds. The complainant's dog was able to get away, ran home, and the 16-year-old daughter also returned home to 20 Oak Shade.
Thank you. Has there been any other reports of any dog incidents at 2 Oak Shade that you're aware of?
Not that I'm aware of.
I have no further questions for Officer Gooch.
You may.
The first incident where he was at large, obviously I was not there. I told you to contact Ryan. That incident, did you respond at the time or did you respond later on in the day?
I had responded later on in the day. I had spoken to you on the phone. The dog was already inside. I then made contact with Ryan. I responded later on in the day to speak to you guys about the dog at large and licensing issues.
Was there any evidence that he had been aggressive towards the the leash dog?
No, because I never made contact with the owner of the leash dog. I don't know who the leash dog belonged to. It was a witness who had called in the first report. So they just felt like they'd seen the dogs at large and kind of interacting with each other and had concern to make sure that there hadn't been something that happened.
Okay. And when I spoke to you on the day of the incident, I had said that the dog was triggered.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember anything else about what I had said at the time as to why he was triggered?
At that time, I don't, but when I came back out to serve you with the letter, that's when the discussion came into play, that you felt like maybe, you know, there had been something that occurred because the littler dog had come outside, and that you had found the bite wound on the littler dog, and you felt that Roma was just doing something to protect the other dog in the house. Now, you know, the emotions were high the day that I was out there, so I completely could have mentioned something in passing, but the second conversation is when more details came out, and that's when that part of the story was added to my call.
And what was the end finding? Did you find that he had any aggressive tendencies, or did anyone want to pursue this complaint, or?
No, actually, what had happened was when the original incident occurred, I had spoken to the owner of the dog's husband, the daughter, at the time that they returned from the vet. That's how I explained what their options were. I explained to them that they needed to get a hold of me if they wanted to pursue a citation or an animal control board hearing. That time they really did not respond either way as to whether or not. On Monday is when I spoke to the wife of the owner of the dog, who at that time said, yeah, I'm not really interested in pursuing anything. I just want to make sure that there's a report on file. At that point, I did close my case, but at that time, Mr. Roman was not in the office. He did not return to the office until a couple days later when we had a discussion of what had occurred, and then he felt that at that time we needed to proceed with the potentially dangerous dog finding.
May I ask one more?
Oh, yes, you may.
Have you met the dog?
Yes, I have.
And how do you feel about him?
Professionally, I did not see any signs of aggression from the dog at the times that I met him. Again, he was very friendly with me, but it was, you know, meeting him in his home along those lines. But no, I did not see any signs that made me feel that Roman would be aggressive towards another person. So.
Any further questions?
I think that's it.
Thank you. Okay. Mr. Roman, did you have anything else you wanted to present? In terms of testimony?
Yes, Carla Johnson, calling Carla Johnson for a witness.
Okay.
And before I do, Ms. Johnson did provide an exhibit that we'd like to introduce.
Okay.
The applicant already has a copy of the statement by Delaney Johnson.
Thank you.
Is Delaney Johnson testifying?
No.
Okay, fine.
Okay, Ms. Johnson, can you state your name and your address for the record?
Carla Johnson, 20 Oakshade Road, Gaithersburg, Maryland.
Did you contact Animal Control to register a complaint on the dogs from 2 Oakshade?
Actually, I was out of the state. My husband had called me asking me to call 911. I called 911. They told me to call Animal Control, so I told my husband to call Animal Control because he was here.
On what date did that occur?
September. It was a Saturday. Right before October, it was the very end of September.
but it was regarding an incident where Roman
from Tulare
had contact with your dog Levi, which occurred on September 30th.
Yes, yes.
What was the nature of the complaint that your husband called in?
I'm sorry. Are you telling me that you did not witness this incident? Is that what's going on here?
That's correct.
Okay, so why would her testimony be relevant if she did not witness this incident?
Because she is the owner of the dog.
Okay, so you can have her testify to whatever injury occurred to the dog?
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, did you take Levi, or was Levi transported to a vet clinic for treatment?
Yes, he was.
Did you receive a vet bill from a vet regarding those injuries?
Yes, for approximately $380, I believe, and some change.
Can you briefly describe the injuries that the vet noted on the vet report?
He had bites on his paws, on both flanks, the rear of his body, on his legs, and underneath near his groin, he had staples that had been put in.
Do the pictures in Exhibit 7, which I'm about to show you, do they depict the injuries that Levi sustained?
Yes, they look worse in color than in black and white. Yes, it does. Except it doesn't show the staple. Okay. That so was the, underneath.
So both sides, both hindquarters were injured, mm-hmm. as the animal may have, Roman may have grabbed Levi from behind and brought him down.
Correct.
And there was injuries to the front paw of Levi?
Yes.
Do we know which animal caused those wounds?
Okay, I gotta object to that. She wasn't there. I mean, come on.
Can you confirm if the vet bills for Levi's injuries have been reimbursed to your family?
Yes, they were.
And who were there? Who paid those vet bills?
The owners of Roman, okay. and the smaller people.
Okay. Did your daughter Delaney Johnson provide you a written statement of the incident as it occurred to her recollection?
Yes, she did.
Is Exhibit 15 an accurate depiction of her statement?
Yes.
Would you be able to read that statement to the board?
No, she would not be able to read that statement to the board.
I have no further questions.
Thank you. Did you have any questions of this witness?
I don't.
Okay. So now you'll be permitted about 5 minutes to make any closing statement or argument you would like to make, and then that will be followed by Mr. Roman making his closing argument, statement, whatever you'd like to call it. So go ahead.
Okay.
I think I've
made as much of the case as I can. Roman has never had an incident. He has been around probably at least 100 dogs between his different daycares and farmers markets and dog parks. He's never had a problem with another dog. He has no incident. He was evaluated by a very experienced trainer who has seen no problems with consistent behavior of daycare around other dogs during his training sessions, and he's going through full obedience training. The problem with the fence has been remedied. There's now a bolt in the fence. He never left my property. Technically, he was never at large. No, it is the neighborhood way to cut through my trees and go across the front of my property, but
I don't think there is an at-large citation, is there?
No.
Okay.
So
you don't need to worry about that point.
I was going to say, it's part of the statute that if he's approached off my property, it just came up. He's never showed any aggression towards any animal or human. He has a full heel on leash. He sits when he's told to. He's fairly obedient, and you can read the statements for yourself. It's not worth me reading them to you. So I don't think my dog is potentially dangerous, and I don't think I should have to be muzzling my dog to take him outside of my house, which is really the biggest thing that I have is I can't really walk my dog because he's not muzzle trained, and I don't want to mix obedience training and muzzle training at the same time and have problems with the trainings. So I really just want to be able to walk my dog and be able to take him back to the farmer's markets and bring him back to daycare, because daycare has thrown him out because their insurance won't cover a dog with his standards. So that's really why I'm here, so that he can do all of those things, and he's never had a problem doing them.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Merman?
As Animal Control and Neighborhood Services Division Chief and custodian of the official records, I have reviewed all the relevant information provided by ACO Gooch and determined that due to the incident that occurred on September 30th, 2017 involving Roman, the American Bull Terrier registered to Two Oak Shade, that there was sufficient evidence to show that Roman's action on that date met the definition of potentially dangerous animal pursuant to City Code Chapter 4, as he did chase, menace, threaten, and caused injury to the Johnson dog Levi, in which Levi was treated for injuries at the emergency vet clinic on Perry Parkway, and therefore rightfully deemed potentially dangerous as provided by City Code Chapter 4, Section 4, 5, A, 1, and 2, which provides the city manager or designee may deem any of the following to be a potentially dangerous animal. 1. Any animal that chases, approaches in a threatening manner, or otherwise menaces a person or other domestic animal in a manner exhibiting an aggressive or attack demeanor. 2. Any animal with a known propensity, tendency, or disposition to attack without provocation persons or domestic animals in a manner which threatens the health and safety of such persons or other domestic animals. Accordingly, it's the city's recommendation that the designation stand, as it is our responsibility and obligation to protect the public as well as other domestic animals by ensuring this type of incident that occurred on September 30th does not occur again. As public safety officers, it is our duty. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, thank you all very much for coming here and sharing all of this with us. I think it generally we're supposed to get a decision out within about 30 days. We try to do that.
Actually, yeah. I think the code says 5 days or as soon as you can thereafter. So
okay.
As soon as we can.
Certainly, it's been my experience as long as I've been here that we have always gotten it done.
We do pretty quickly.
Maybe not within 5 days, but within 30, we've gotten it done. So I would anticipate that we would in this particular case as well. And I would like to thank everyone and wish you a pleasant evening.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.